I'm writing of this bold companion as I currently know him, because we've become old friends, united in that permanent comradeship, born and cemented only during the most frightful crises. Ah, my gallant Ned, I ask only to live 100 years more, the longer to remember you. And now, what were Ned Land's views on this generation of marine monster? I must admit that he flatly didn't believe in the unicorn, and alone on board he did not share the general conviction. He avoided even dealing with the subject, for which, one day, I felt compelled to take him to task. During the magnificent evening of June the 25th, in other words, 3 weeks after our departure, the frigate lay abreast of Cabo Blanco, 30 miles to leeward of the coast of Patagonia. We had crossed the Tropic of Capricorn, and the Strait of Magellan opened less than 700 miles to the south. Before 8 days were out, the Abraham Lincoln would plough the waves of the Pacific.